Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, a Saturday edition, does anybody remember freedom of association? It's a pretty big natural right. The right to associate or not associate, do business or not with people you do or don't want to, depending on your choice. It's called liberty. Remember liberty? Let's talk about freedom of association today. Welcome again to Daily Gator Daily Thought. I'm back, Doug Hagen. Since my voice is cooperating today, I'm going to do one of these. Freedom of association. It's one of our most fundamental liberties. And it's one that is largely neglected, especially when we get into the debate of, a Christian baker not being forced to bake a cake for a gay wedding. Or it could be a wedding planner, wedding photographer, could be a banquet company, could be a catering company. And some people, and many of them who call themselves conservatives and are conservative, kind of lose track of what liberty is. If I run a business and you come in my let's use bakery. And I bake cakes. And you say, I want a wedding cake. I want this kind of cake, this kind of icing, these colors. This is a message I want. Steve loves Adam forever. Happy wedding day. Happy gay wedding day. I'm going to bake it. I'm going to decorate it like you like. Because I want your money. If you come in and you say you want a regular wedding cake or a birthday cake, pretty much anything you would want on a cake, I would put on a cake. If I could bake and had the ability to decorate, that is. But if you came in and said, we're having a celebration down at the Church of Satan, we'd like a cake. And devil's food, of course. And you want me to decorate that cake, I'm going to tell you to get the hell out of my bakery. I'm not going to do it. And I have that right. Just like that person has a right to come into my bakery and say, I don't want to do business with you. I don't like the way you run your place. Fine. You've got freedom of association. So does business owner. I've worked in a restaurant business a long time. And I've managed a good many number of those years. And you know what? I've had to kick people out before. Either didn't have money to pay a bill, either they were at being disruptive, sometimes couples for getting a little too friendly with each other. And I don't know that any of those interactions has gone particularly well. But a business has a right to refuse service. And that right ought to extend to pretty much anything. Again, liberty. Freedom of association is an essential liberty. And liberty is a messy, messy thing. People get their feelings hurt because freedom of speech, freedom of expression. People get angry. People get agitated. And guess what? That's the way it is. I bring this up because there's a story I saw on Twitter today. And apparently the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she and her family, I believe it was a party of eight, went to a restaurant in Virginia called, I believe it's Red Hen Lex. Don't quote me on that. And a waiter there, a server, said he waited on the table all 2 minutes before the manager came over to the table and asked the Sanders party to leave. Because, basically, told you, I don't agree with your politics, I guess. I want you to get out. Or the owner does. You know what? A lot of people are jumping on the restaurant, and they should, because that's pretty much an act of ideological and intellectual bigotry. But it's their right. What really fascinates me is that people who were jumping up and down about the recent Supreme Court decision that said the bakery owner out in Colorado had a right not to bake or decorate a gay wedding cake. And they do. That's absolutely correct. But some of the same people who are condemning this guy and saying the Supreme Court was wrong and you should have to bake a cake, even if it's for a function you don't agree with religiously. Well, guess what? These same people are applauding the restaurant and saying good for them. Pick a side. If you're going to comment on an issue, damn it, be consistent. One of the things about the left, one of the maladies, the leftist maladies I write about, liberal maladies I write about, is consistent inconsistentitis. And basically it stems from this theory I have, that liberalism, and much more to the point, leftism, is an ideology of convenience and inconsistency. When it suits you, you can take this position. 3 days later, 2 weeks later, 4 months later, whatever, when the opposite happens, or the same thing happens, but opposite ideologies, you can take the opposite. It's convenient. The only thing consistent about the left is their inconsistency. And that's easy to do when you don't appreciate the truth and you refuse to adopt basic principles. It's easy to sacrifice them on the altar of PC because you don't really believe in them. You've got no skin in the game. Would I ever go to the restaurant that was mentioned that cooked the Sanders party out? No, absolutely not. Would I want them shut down? No. Would I want them punished legally? Fined? No. Would I want the government to come in, be it state, local, federal, whatever, and force them? No. That owner has a right to associate and do business with who the hell he wants to, or she wants to. I don't know the owner, male or female. It doesn't matter. The principle remains. Whether I agree with the action, disagree with the action, you've got to be a big enough and open-minded enough person to say, well, freedom of association. Too often we wrap this particular issue, especially around bakeries and gay weddings, et cetera, in freedom of religion. To me, if I don't want to serve anybody, that should be my right. Now, granted, it's a really stupid way to do business. It's going to cost your business. I mean, if I went into a place and they knew me and knew me as a conservative or as a gun owner or any other myriad of reasons, said, we don't want business with gun owners, or you're in the NRA, I saw an NRA sticker on your car, I don't want you coming here anymore. We would have words and I'd say, well, you can go blank yourself, and I would never go back. And I would make sure everyone I knew understood how I was treated. But I would never, ever seek a government action against that business. And anybody who does seek the government and desire the government and allow the government and hope for the government to come in and squash businesses, understand you're squashing your own liberty. A government big enough and powerful enough to tell a business they have to bake a cake for somebody or they have to seat this party of four, even if they have strong political disagreements, whatever. They've got a right to do that. Again, it's called liberty. Look the word up. Understand what the term natural rights means. I believe in that right. And again, a stupid way to run a business. But an even more frightening thing is when government has the power to force you to associate with others you do not wish to associate with. It's as important a natural right as any of the others we have. And it's time we stopped ignoring it, time we started focusing on it, and it's time that we said, you know, you're a bigot, but you've got a right to be a bigot, be it for whatever reasons. And conservatives who say, no, you got to force business to do business with anybody. No, you don't. It's called liberty. Again, look the word up. Focus on what it means. That's just my thoughts. Because I do believe in liberty. And having a right to do something doesn't make you right. It doesn't make you wrong. Exercising that right doesn't make you right, doesn't make you wrong. The only wrong happens is when groups of people, ask the government to come and force you to change that and to cede and surrender that right away. I don't want to see that happen in America. Because my right to choose to go into your business or not is precious. Your right not to do business with me is precious too. Yeah, so what, it hurt my feelings. At least we'll have a free republic. Note I said not a democracy, but a republic. Now, that's it for me. Got to go to work fairly soon here. Good night, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you listen. I appreciate it. God bless. If you're left, you just ain't right. And as always, go Gators. They were knocked out of the College World Series last night by Arkansas. Congratulations to the Razorbacks. And, you know, the Gators won it last year. Maybe they win it next year, but it won't be this year. Still proud of the effort team gave. Good job, Gators. My friends, I'll talk to you very soon. Take care.